today from a very unusual spot. We're down at the bottom of a well-known Upper Mississippi Valley crater with Professor Zalugi, who has a revolutionary theory about the creation of these craters. Professor?
Yes, we are standing now where a civilization once existed that was very advanced but mysteriously disappeared.
But, sir, the craters here are believed to have been caused by the Big Bang Theory. We had not heard of a civilization.
Well, we believe that the fossils and artifacts that I have uncovered prove otherwise. You see this skeleton I have here?
Skeleton? My gosh! It is a skeleton.
I call it the Pothole Man.
The Pothole Man?
Yes, these large craters, which up until now were believed caused by the Big Bang you spoke of, were caused by potholes.
Well, what were potholes?
Little small holes that occurred during a glacial period 1,000 years ago. You see, as water alternately froze and thawed, they grew bigger and bigger, and for years they tried filling them up with tar, but they finally gave up.
Glacial period?
Must have been cold as the dickens.
Well, did these glaciers move?
No, they just kind of formed every year.
Oh.
I'm sure the people who lived during this time were aware of the glacial time itself, as they hired what they called meteorologists.
Meteorologists?
Yes, sort of weather witch doctors to drive away the cold, I suppose, which, of course, didn't work.
Didn't work,
No. But
so these potholes then just got bigger and bigger?
They did, and eventually people drove into them and perished.
Drove into them?
Yes, they had what they call four-wheel vehicles.
Uh-huh.
If you look at this layer here.
Well, right here?
Yes, that.
But
they're all
rusty.
Yes, for
rusty.
Some reason they must have made these vehicles with salt, and they rusted away.
Why would they use metal and salt together? That everybody knows that produces rust.
Yes.
Now this pothole man...
This skeleton right here?
Yes, yeah. Now, he is wrapped in something.
Yes, very similar to the ancient mummies of Egypt. The pothole man wrapped himself in a type of cloth that never rots away. They call it polyester.
Very interesting.
This occurred during the DuPont era.
You call this the DuPont era?
That's right.
What did the pothole man do for leisure time?
Oh, indeed.
Did he have leisure time?
Yes, he wore his leisure suit.
I see.
In fact, we have discovered one giant pothole, which we found was domed with a similar material from the DuPont era.
Domed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, a dome would have been necessary in a glacial climate.
Exactly. They had violent games there, as near as we can determine. Gladiator games, human sacrifices, and then, of course, there were the twins.
I see.
Curiously, everybody walked to this giant pothole where these games were held. They walked. We find no evidence of their vehicles parked anywhere nearby. Maybe they also considered it some kind of a shrine, felt compelled to approach it on foot.
Well, this has been fascinating, Professor.
Thank you.
When did the pothole man disappear finally?
When the computer took over.
What's that computer?
Well, they had electronic computers that did everything for them.
Uh-huh.
Pothole Man no longer had to think, and his brain shrunk to the size of a pea.
Just like the dinosaur.
That's right. The dinosaur developed a very large body, but had a pea-sized brain and finally disappeared.
So the Pothole Man vanished from the face of the earth.
Except for the saber-toothed Swede. Would you like to hear about that one?
The saber-toothed Swede? We'll talk about that sometime.
Anytime. I'm glad to come by.